Hola, hola! Welcome to the Breakthrough Brand Show. I'm Fabi Paolini, and my mission on this podcast is to give you the behind-the-scenes stories, anecdotes, and unique perspectives behind building a premium brand that makes a real impact. I believe that when you create a message that is aligned with your truth, you can have the breakthroughs that changes lives. Each week, me and my guests share with you how we're making an impact with our message and the stories behind our success. So that being said, let's dive into today's episode. Let's talk about what it takes to be able to create more demand for your high ticket coaching services, programs, and whatever you're selling through your content. So what I mean when I talk about creating demand is basically pre-selling what you have to sell before you've even gone into very specific details of what it takes, what's involved, how much pricing it is, the features, like all the things. That's what we're going to get into today, because a lot of the coaches and experts that I talk to are really struggling with this. They're not really sure how to kind of bridge the gap between where their audience are and where they can be through your program, what they need to do to be able to make sales easier. So what happens is that when you get on sales calls, you get either price objections or you get objections, period. It takes a lot of context of you explaining a lot of different things for you to make, basically be able to make sales. Sales are difficult. They're more complicated. You kind of have to take people through this entire process to get people to buy. And sales, honestly, shouldn't be that difficult. I mean, yes, especially when you're selling something that is high ticket, there is work involved, obviously, but you know, it shouldn't be this thing where you're like treading water and all of these different things that you have to do to be able to get people to buy from you and like making this very complex thing. So we're going to go into the details of what's required in terms of your messaging for that to happen. So one of the main things that I see as the problem that people have around why they're not creating more demand or creating more need or pre-selling their offers before they even sell them is that the main thing that most of the coaches that I see out there are doing is they're focused on selling the call, meaning they're doing everything in their marketing, in their emails, in their webinars, in their video series, and all of the stuff, just focus on getting people on the phone. And so what happens when you do that is that you're not really selling anything bigger than the call. And so the call becomes this thing that is kind of like, yeah, sure, I'll get on the call. It sounds good, but I'm not really pre-sold yet. And I see this happening very, very often. In fact, last week I was on a group coaching call with my clients. And this is one of the things that one of them was saying. She was saying, Fabi, I don't understand. I'm getting a lot of people booking on the call, but they're not really necessarily buying, or it's taking me a lot of effort to get people to buy from there. And so when I took a closer look at her content, what I realized was that she wasn't really selling anything but the call. There wasn't enough content and context that she was creating that was really focused on selling that big idea. And so for me, this is a really big piece of you being able to attract clients that are ready to buy and basically pre-sell them, right? Getting them to feel like they're ready to buy even before you've told them the details. And so your content has to be selling something bigger. It can't be just about the call. It can't even be about the program. It has to be more about the transformation and about showing people that your solution is the solution for that. And so a lot of the things that I'm seeing is content for the sake of content. Like you're creating a lot of noise and, you know, you think that you're delivering value. And I often talk about how I feel like people don't really know what value means, because either they're giving all of this like how-to information and tutorials and educational content that ChatGPT could basically answer for people in a better way almost, or they're going into the what and the why, but never the how, never giving more details. Like you're very vague. You're not really clear about your processes and you're not really building demand for your offers either. So it's like you're creating value and you're showing up and you're giving all these things, but you're not really closing the gap between where your audience is right now and your solution. You're not showing them how your process is going to be the thing that really gets them results. And more importantly than that, you're not really activating your audience. Your content should be there to activate people. So what do I mean when I say that? Well, what I mean is it has to get people to feel like number one, oh my gosh, you're talking to me. You're describing exactly me. You're saying things that are kind of, you know, you're going into details that feel like, are you in my brain? How do you know these details about me? So it kind of catches their attention. It's like that hook, but not from a, gimmicky, salesy kind of way, but it's you going into so much specifics that it's really literally hooking people in and activating them. And then you're creating content in a way that is really shifting their perspectives. What you want to do in your content is really shift your audience's perspectives. That is truly what value is about. It's not about just proving your expertise for the sake of it. It's not about you showing up every single day. It's not about being consistent. It's not really those things. It's about getting people to feel activated through your content, to get them to feel like you're talking to them and you're describing their problem in such a way that nobody else has described it to them before. So therefore, they feel like you have the solution because you're also presenting to them the solution. So we want to make sure that you are really there to move those people. When we talk about a call to action, it really is literally you're calling these people to act, to take action, to move forward, not just for the call, but for that big idea, that angle of mastery, like I like to call it, that is your thing, your premise, the transformation, the result, your way of viewing the problem that nobody else has. So when we talk about creating demand or pre-selling your offer, a big part of that is going very specific into what is the actual problem that you solve? And I talk about this often. I feel like most people don't really know what the problem that they solve is. They think that they know, but they don't really know. They often talk more about the solution. It's like, I'm going to help you with your mindset. But mindset isn't a problem that you're solving. What does the problem look like for this person according to their level of awareness? There's a difference between how you view the problem and how your audience view their problem. So you have to get very specific into, okay, what does this look like for this person? If they have a mindset issue, what does that mean? What do they do every day? What do they do when they wake up, when they're sitting on a group coaching call with their own clients, or when they're present, when they're in front of their bosses or their partners, or like, what are the specific details of how that problem shows up? How are your audience, or how is your audience trying to solve this problem? What do they believe is the thing that they need to do to solve the problem? And how is that thing wrong? So, for example, for me, my audience believes that they have a marketing problem. So most of my content talks about and focuses on how marketing isn't really the problem. It's a messaging problem. And I prove it to them, right? Like at the end of the day, if it were a marketing problem, every single person that has done every single one of the marketing programs out there would be a millionaire, right? If it's, and I mean, specifically the people that are taking action, right? If they're taking action and they're investing on ads and they're doing the work and they've built the funnel, why aren't they all millionaires, right? It's not a marketing issue. It's a messaging issue. Without the right message, your marketing starts to break down. It simply does not work, right? And so for me, my job in terms of creating demand and creating pre-selling my offers before I even talk about them is proving to people that their solution or quote unquote solution, the thing that they're trying to do to solve the problem, is typically making the problem worse. Like you're going deeper into marketing, you're going investing more money or, hiring other coaches or doing cold DMs and all of these different strategies because you think that that's going to solve it, but it's not really a lead problem, not a lead generation problem. It's a lead problem, but the lead problem comes from a wrong message that's bringing in the wrong people. So, more of the same is going to get you the same, right? You going viral with the same message is still going to bring in the same amount of people, the same type of people. So you go kind of deeper into showing people how the what they view as the problem or what they view as a solution to the problem is actually not really the solution, and it's actually just making the problem worse or keeping them in the same loop and stuck in that same place. The deeper you go into these things, the more that you're able to create demand. It's really about changing your audience's perspective, letting them realize that they're doing things in the wrong way. And so the more that you do that, the more that you bridge that gap between where they are and where they could be, and the more that you present your angle of mastery, the more powerful your solution becomes. And so what you're doing throughout your entire funnels, your marketing, your webinars, your emails, your posts, your TikToks, your YouTube videos, whatever you're doing, your podcast, whatever you're doing, is constantly just bridging that gap, shifting that perspective and proving to them and making a case for your angle of mastery. So when I talk about angle of mastery, again, it's like that big idea, that unique way of solving the problem, that way in which you're really making it kind of like very clear to them that your perspective is a different perspective. Because at the end of the day, there's a million of you out there, right? There's a lot of people out there selling what you're selling, mindset coaches and weight loss and health and like coaches that help with inflammation and coaches that help with relationship issues and like all sorts of things. There's a lot of you out there. So you have to find a way to create your own perspective, your own angle. That's what the angle of mastery is about. Your own thing that it's like, this is what I stand for. This is what I believe in. This is who I am. And this is what makes me different from everybody else. Otherwise, you sound like every single other coach out there. And that's what makes it harder for you to create more demand for what you do. But what you want to do instead, when we're using messaging in the right way, is really focus on, well, what is my true message? And how do I prove or make a case for that throughout my content? So the more that you do that, the more that you are creating demand. So for example, for us, when we do launches or when we do live events, we have almost like a wait list of people ready to come in even before I've officially pitched anything, right? Because the entire structure of my content is built around showing people and proving to them that their way of solving the problem, quote unquote, solving the problem, is only going to make that problem worse. And until they fix their messaging, and until, in my case, they figure out their angle of mastery, they're going to be perpetuating the problem and not really getting out of the situation. It's going to be more expensive for them. It's going to be more time consuming. And those shortcuts that they're taking are actually making the road longer to their results that they want. So the deeper that you go in truly explaining your point of view and making a case for it, the more likely that you're going to build that demand. Selling the call is not the answer. Just getting people on the phone for the sake of getting people on the phone is not the answer. This is why I feel like cold DMing people, for example, is a terrible strategy to really make more sales. And like, you think that, yes, it's a numbers game and, you know, you're treating things like that, but it's so hard for you to get the right people on the phone because they're getting on the phone with you, but they still haven't been sold to your idea. They haven't been sold to your way of looking at things. And so you're enrolling people sometimes who are not really ready for you yet, or that are not really going to get results, or that if they do get results, it's a complex like process. And therefore what happens for you is that your confidence starts to go down as you start to have more and more clients who are not truly your ideal clients, who are needy, who are asking more of your attention, who are just not in the place to get results. And so therefore your confidence goes down, and therefore your ability to create powerful content diminishes, which then in turn means that you bring in more and more of like the worst people or less quality leads, let's say it like that. So creating demand for your vision is crucial for you and the success of your business. And that's what we want to do. You want to really focus on, how do I create content that makes sure that gets people excited to buy what I have to sell, even before I've told them the price, before I've told them how many modules there are, what, like how many calls, like all of the details, that doesn't matter. We want to sell the idea. We want people to get excited for what we do, even before they know what that looks like in the details, right? And when you do that effectively, that's when your sales conversions go up. That's when your attendance rates for your live webinars, or even for your automated webinars, go up. That's when you get more people engaging with you, commenting on your stuff, and really being connected with you and the way that you're doing things. And that's when sales become easier. Next week, I'm going to be hosting a training where I'm going to be walking you through this exact process. It's called the High Ticket Client Upgrade. And I'm going to talk about how to really upgrade your messaging, your marketing, your sales, your identity, your processes, so that you are really able to create more demand for what you do, turn your offers from a nice to have someday to a I must do this right now, I need this right now sort of thing, and really be able to define that angle of mastery. You're going to find the link for that below this video or this audio, depending on where you're listening to it. Make sure that you're following me on Facebook, Spotify, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, everywhere else at Fabi Paolini. And let me know in the comments if this resonated, what you're taking action on next. And I will see you in our live event really soon. Bye. Gracias for listening to today's episode of the Breakthrough Brand Show. To listen to more episodes or to be featured as a guest, go to fabipaolini.com/podcast for more details. Can I ask you for something? If you got value out of this episode, would you share it on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend, or just post it online. If you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let me know about the show and include the hashtag #BreakthroughBrandShow. I love seeing your posts and guest suggestions. We're regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure that you don't miss any episode, go ahead and subscribe right now. Your thumbs up, rating, amor, love, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show and mean so much to me and my team.
Want to know more? Go to our website, fabipaolini.com, or follow me everywhere as Fabi Paolini. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. Con amor, Fabi.